Okay, welcome everyone. Before we start, we're holding Simon Shinchov here. We don't usually give special welcome backs, but for Moshe back from Camp Ura after more than 2 months missing your presence here at the Shir, welcome back. Hope you had a nice summer. For everyone else, welcome. We're holding Simon Shinchov Hey, Sif Yud Aleph, page 318. Today, finally, I like to donate 3-4 minutes to discuss the halacha lemaisa when a package comes to your house on Shabbos. Let's first see Sif Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, and then we'll give 2-3 minutes, and the chevra that comes from Meir will have to wait a minute or two. Okay. Zok Sif Yud Aleph. Liket, page 318. Liket eini Yehudi asavim letzarech behemtoi. If a goy picks grass for his animal, not for you, for himself. Im einim akiroi, if he does not recognize the yid, he does not know this yid, so there's no reason why he would be doing it for the yid, then machel acharav Yisrael, you could sort of steer your animal towards this area to eat the leftover grass. You stand in your animal in the way that you're steering it towards this area. The ilu lahamidan aleim aser, but to put your animal on this cut grass, that's aser. The chashin and shem yito biyade biyachilana behem muksin. That's a different problem. Not the iser of benefiting from the malacha of a goy, because here the goy did the malacha for himself, and there's no chash shem yarev b'shvila. He doesn't know you, so the only iser would be that maybe you're going to pick it up and it's muksa. So you can't put the animal on top of it, but you can steer the animal towards this area. Zuck the Mishnah Berurah. Because it was attached to the ground at the beginning of Shabbos, so it was muksa. Even though the goy took it off the heter, but that's still considered muksa. It was not muchan, and it'd be also to move it on Shabbos. Zuck the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan samach dalet. The tzarech behemtoi. Well, adas a yesh makilim hanal. According to the yesh makilim in Sif Yud, the yesh makilim said anything which you had a way to go about it beheter. Even if the goy did it be'isr, you're allowed to benefit. So you could have brought your animal to eat the grass himself. So therefore, once the goy did it, the chara, you should be able to benefit regardless. So according to that opinion, even if the goy picked it for the Yiddish animal, you could benefit. You could have brought your animal there, could have eaten the b'mechubar. Unless it was on the other side of the river, or with very few grasses where it wasn't typical to eat it when it's attached. Don't go with this kula, and therefore, if it would be picked for the yid, then you would not be allowed to benefit from that malacha. Let's say it's a shasad chak. You're allowed to be samech on the Yesh Mekilim. The guy went ahead, he picked grass for your animal. You were not allowed to tell him to do that, because that's Amir La'akum, telling the guy to do a malacha deraisa for you. But once he did it already, can you benefit from it? So if the Shasat Chach, you could be samech on the Yesh Mekilim, since you could have brought your animal there without the guy doing the malacha, therefore, you're allowed to benefit. Let's say the animal went to a river and, what's it called, the goy went to a river in a place where the animal could have went, and the goy filled up for you, and he was over a malacha to fill up for you. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, even though the goy did it for you, it's still mutter to benefit from it because you could have brought the animal there yourself. But to tell the guy to go ahead and to pick grass, that's a mir la'akam, telling him to do a malacha deraisa. That's a sure asa. Our discussion here is if he already did it, can I benefit from that? And since I could have gotten it without him, therefore, according to the Yesh Mekilon, I can, and Mishasat Chach, we can be samech on that. Telling a guy to fill up from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, Malacha Derai, so you can never tell him that. Achim Sviva Aboru Karmelis, if around the bar is a Karmelis, and now it's a Shvus to Shvus, Matar Shom Bechal Samach Bezai, Dei Akum Yishom Tzar Balachayim. The Davka of Hamachad, B'yoyim V'la Yosef, V'la Dei Yisrael, L'ayin L'masar. Zog the Mishnah Berurah like this. Lichat Chila, even in a case where I could have brought my animal to that spot to get the water or to eat the grass, Lichat Chila, it's Aser to benefit from that. However, in a case where it's a shasad chak and the goy already did it, we could be samech on the yesh makilim, and you'll be allowed to benefit from that. To tell the goy, The battery has died. We have the audio recording still, but the video has just died. Yes, I forgot to charge it. So what's the halacha over here? So if he did it already, you're allowed to benefit from it. But can you tell him to do it? So if it's a malacha deraisa, then you can't tell him to do it because amir la'akam by deraisa's aser. But if it's going to be only a shlosh b'shlosh, then you'd be allowed to tell him makmatzarech by tzar by lechayim because tzar by lechayim you can do a shlosh b'shlosh. Okay, zog the mishnah beres of kohen samachim ma'ichal achar of Yisrael. The muksa mutter bahana. Muksa is mutter bahana, and the mela, even though it's muksa, you're allowed to benefit. You just can't move it. So you're allowed to steer your animal toward that spot, even though it's muksa. Okay, zok the mechaber viter. The last line on the page 318. Avol zok the mechaber imakirei aser. If the guy knows who you are, if he recognizes you, then it's aser. Nechem mechal davar deikel amecha shemayar b'mishulei. Any time where it is what to be chayshish shemayar b'mishulei, maybe the guy is going to add on more for you to be an iser to benefit from it. Even though he did it for himself. Zok the Mishnah Berura, Sivka HaSamak, Vav Avol Imakirei. Midasasim HaMechaber Mashma Da'av Mishaloi B'vnei Yisrael B'kod Aser Imakirei. It's Mashma, if he knows who you are, he recognizes you, even if it's not in front of him, it's going to be Aser. If it wasn't in front of you, Chayim Pasu Kama Achreinim. V'akol Ponim Be'inin She'yedah Ha'akum Meshas Malachli She'tzor Chazah Yisrael Imakirei. It has to be the guy knows that you have a need for this malacha. Otherwise, just the mere fact that he knows who you are does not make it Aser. It's only Aser to benefit if he did it for himself, and he knows that you also need it. Then it's a chash, the oz shayach lemigzar, sheyichav in the harbis of shvilei. V'yesh poysen ha-machmirim sheshleim v'nafkilu m'kvar ase in Yehudi v'yada al Yisrael tzarech. Some say, even if the guy did not know that you needed it. Also in ma'akirat, if he knows who you are, it's aser. What's the pshat? The after aim is echshashi yarbe b'shvilu b'shabe zu, even though now he already did it. There's no chash shem yarbe, he did it already. So what's the problem? He already did it. He didn't know that you needed it. Regardless of that, he sees that you're enjoying it now. He knows that you need it, so next Shabbos will do it for you. Granted, this Shabbos, he did not know that you needed it. So he was not marber for you. But if he sees you're going to take it, then next Shabbos will do more for you. And therefore, it's also, if Johnny, your neighbor, knows who you are, he knows that you have an animal, but he did not know that you needed this, and he picked it already, can you benefit from it? B'shas HaTzarech, you can. Otherwise, you shouldn't, because next week, he'll be marber for you. Zab the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkan Tzamak Zayin, Aser, Hayna Raka, the Erev, Ein Tzarech, Laham, Demachnei Sheyasu. Since the reason over here is, really, he picked it for himself. It's not, you're not benefiting from the malacha of a guy over here, he picked it for himself. It's the Gzeir Hashem Yair, but there's no Mechnei Sheyasu on that. Mechnei Sheyasu is when you're benefiting from the malacha of a guy. When you're not really benefiting from it, it's a gzera that maybe he'll do more for you. There is no iser b'chnei sheyasu. Zok the mechaber bite the last three lines, top line. Ava medaber alekel amecha shem yarbe b'shviloi. Something where there's no chash shem yarbe. Kigayin shehidlik ner la'atzmai yoyosa kevesh leirid boi. Let's say he lit a ner, and ner la'echa ner la'mei, there's no chash, he's going to have to light more neres for you. Or he made a ramp to go down off the boat, and it's one ramp works for everyone. Even if he recognizes you, there's no chash shem yarbe b'shvilei because one is enough for everyone. Look at Mishnah Berurah Sefkan Samaches Mutter.
Next time.
Huh?
No,
Zayach
next.
You mamish mechavim to the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Maishi's question. Even those who say, granted, this week, we said before, right? If a guy, he picked grass, and he did not know that you needed it, but he's mocker you, it's still also because if he sees you're going to take it, next week he'll take more for you. So over here also, granted, this time he lit the nair for himself, and nair lecha nair lemea, but maybe next week he's going to light it for you. We're not going to be going to do it for you next week. Something which he's doing for himself, once he's doing, he'll add more for you. Once he knows that you need it, so he'll do extra. We're not chayush that he's going to go ahead and do a malacha just for you, right? In the case of who's leaking asavim, he did it for himself. Now he chaps and you also need it. So next thing when he's doing it for himself, he'll add for you. But by then there, he did it for himself. He's not going to go ahead and do it only for you next week. He'll do it for himself again, but there lechon elameya. So there's never a chashem yarbe. The only problem would be if he would do it for you, only for you. That we're not chayush for. Burn it. Even if the guy does not recognize you, if he says clearly, I'm doing this for the Jews, even if he doesn't say that, but it's clear from his actions, he's doing it for the Jews. Goes in that Yiddish house, turns on the light, and he leaves. He didn't use it for himself at all. It's clear it's being done for a Yid. He didn't say it. Doesn't know who you are, but he sees there's a mezuzah on the door. He goes inside. I knew the Jews can't turn on lights on their Sabbath. So you know what? Flip the switch, he walks out. So that's going to be also to benefit from that, because we know we did it for the Jew. Zot mir shtu bura samach tes im immer beferer shur tsu lemer. Fa aser a filo im shtamesh mit khila ba asme gam kin mit khila bezevav. And it's also even if he himself used it first, but he said he's doing it for the Jew, it's going to be aser. Ayin la halach vel in shtamesh bei meuma. Or in a case where he didn't say it, but he turned on the light, he did not use it for himself at all, it's clear that for the Yid, it would be aser to benefit. Mishabur is making a diyuk. Let's say the guy did it for himself. It sounds like even before the guy benefits, the yid could benefit. You can go in first and benefit. Once he lit it, even before the guy used it, the only problem over here is he did it for the Jew. But in a case where we know he did it for himself, even before he himself gets the hana, I can go get the hana. We say the stomach, he did it so he could use it. He's going to come, the guy lit it in the Gaisha place. And he went outside. He's going to come back in 10 minutes and use the light. I'm going to go now in the meantime and benefit from that light since I know it was done for the guy. Where he speaks at this Nakuda. That in the case where it's clear the guy did it for a yid, we can't benefit. In a case where it's clear he did it for himself, I could benefit even before him. That's the halach. Sif yud gimel. One more sif, then we'll speak outside halacha lamaisa how we deal with packages. Sif yud gimel mikat en yehudi vehechal lebehemas yisrael. Let's say the guy picked and he's feeding your animal. Ain tzarach limchais biyadei lefisha avam rogav akach tzarach limchais. If a guy does it one time, he picks fruits, feeds it to your animal. You don't need to run outside and stop him. However, if he does it twice, you got to stop him. Zok the mishnah berurah sif kol nayin alav ain tzarach limchais biyadei. I never told him to do it. He's doing it for himself, but he's doing it on his own. Where we say he's not doing it so I should benefit. He's doing it for his own benefit, so he should make money off of it. If a guy comes to put out a fire, we don't need to stop the guy. We say he's doing it to make money, he's doing it for himself. In Sif Yud Aleph, we're saying where the Yid himself wants to go feed his animal with the stuff that the guy picked. Over there, also kimish nena biyadayim. There, I'm benefiting with my hands for the malacha of the guy, as opposed to where the guy feeds your animal. There, I'm not doing anything. If the guy is feeding with your tziva, it's aser. Even if he went ahead and picked it, once he picked it, it's aser for me to tell the guy to feed my animal or for me to feed my animal. But if the guy himself goes and feeds my animal, there I'm not mechayev to stop him. I am beza avlam ragel the hurak haramah ba'amah va'aser. Once he's doing it more than once, it's as if I told him. It's one big trickery. It's as if I told him to do it to feed my animal. Okay, so let's take a step back for a second here. A lot of details in the past few days. I want to speak out how we would apply this in a practical way. Let's take this from the theoretical to the practical. All the halachas that we've been learning in the past few days. The kids of the halachas were, when a guy does a malacha for a yid, it's also for the yid to benefit from that malacha on Shabbos and even after Shabbos, kechdei sheyaseh. Now, if it's a suffix, there we said it's also to benefit on Shabbos. Afterwards, we were not, for kechdei sheyaseh, there was makom to be mekel. If there was a malacha derabbanan done for you, not deraisa, then we said it's only also the mishahuba b'shvilai. The one who was brought for, but for other people, not from the family or guests sleeping by his house, it would be mutter even on Shabbos. By Isur Darbaran. And then there were the Shaila of Shemin Yagi B'Shila, when a guy does a malacha for you, even if a guy does malacha for himself, but there's a chash, maybe he'll do more for you, there would be an Isur over there also. Not Bechdei Sheyaseh, but on Shabbos. If a guy is, it's only if he knows who you are and he's a chash, he's going to do more for you. Those are the basic halachas.
What do you mean, but not b'chnei sheyasu?
You don't need to wait b'chnei sheyasu if a guy did a malacha and you're benefiting from the malacha for you. He did it for himself. There's no iser to benefit from that. The only iser would be a gzeira shemi yarbe b'shvile. Let's say the guy drops off a pair of loafers at your house on Shabbos. So what are the shilas here? So the potential shilas are, a guy maybe brought something from out of the tchum to you. That's one shilah. Shilah number two, a guy drove a car to bring it to you, which could be a shilah of malacha d'oraisa. Shilah number three is maybe there was haitzah done, which depending on the area where you live, if it was a karmelis or a shusha rabbin. If it's a shusha rabbin, it's a shilah d'oraisa. If it was a karmelis, it's a shilah d'rabbana. If there was an eruv in the entire place, and there's no shilah of haitzah. So these are the most typical shilas that malachas that may have been done in the process of bringing your pure flofers from the warehouse to your house. So the first thing was someone was ma'ir to me today. I'm not sure why it didn't click in my head that this was the pashup shot. It could be from the jet lag and it could be it's really pashup shot. But what he was saying was that the first thing we have to understand, this entire halacha of benefiting from the malacha of a guy is specifically where it was not katzatz. He was not a kablin. Whereas the guy's not being paid for the job, he's not working for me. A guy went ahead and he brought me fruits from outside of the tchum, or a guy picked fruits for me. But if it was katzat, if he's a kablin, that we learned in Rishon and Beis. In Rishon and Beis over there, we said the Bir Halacha said Rishon the Prima Gadim. If a guy finishes making your suit on Shabbos, could you benefit from the suit? He was a kablin, you paid him for the job, and he did it for you on Shabbos. Can you benefit from that, from the malacha of the guy? So if a guy does a malacha for you, you can't benefit. But if he's a kablin, so I paid him for the job, he decided to do it on Shabbos. So the Bir Halacha over there says, "Mishem the prima gadim, zok the Bir Halacha." If it was a malacha d'oraisa, then we're machmir, unless it's a very big tar. Avam hu malacha d'rabbanan ein lahachmir. Prima gadim mishem magen avram simin taktu tav kuf tesvav. So zok the Bir Halacha, mishem the prima gadim. By malacha d'rabbanan, you're allowed to benefit from the malacha the guy did if it's katzatz. And therefore, this fellow I was speaking to today, I think he's right. He was saying that anytime you get a package for something which you ordered, it's katzatz. You paid for the job, delivered to my house. So mamela, any suri d'rabbanan he did to bring it to me wouldn't be a problem to benefit from. So tchumen wouldn't be an issue over here. Whether or not he came from out of the tchum or from in the tchum, that won't make a problem because it's katzatz. The only time tchumen's a problem is if it wasn't katzatz. Now, even if it's not an issue to benefit, you still have to keep Hilchos Chumen and you can't move the item out of his Dal Amos, which would be out of the Erev or the house which it's in. You can't, if it's a pair of loafers, you can't go walking out of Hampshire Heights because now you've left the Erev and that it's a problem because once the Chepetz left its Chum, you can't take it out of his Dal Amos. But Mitzad benefiting from it in your house or in the neighborhood, that would be okay. But the other problem is the Deraisas. He drove the car. If he drove the car to get it to your house, he was over at their rights to bring it to you. So one of the svaras people say to allow you to benefit from your flofers on Shabbos that came on Shabbos is that if you live in an area with goyim, he drove the car because for the goyim. He had to drive anyways for the goyim over here. Once he's here for the goyim, really he could have carried it from the car to your house. That which he drove from the goyish house to your house, that was to make it easier for him. The problem with that svara only would apply if you live amongst the goyim. Let's say over here in Hampshire Heights, Cedarwood Hills, there are no goyim within walking distance. So that svara wouldn't apply. And the mela, if the package comes to your house, shver to be mekel to use the flofers, he was over in Isidar Raisa driving the car to drop it off at your house. If you live in other area, someone told me he lives in Ocean Point. So there are goyim across the street. So the guy couldn't walk across the street. So in the Hanami, then you don't have this problem being over in Isidar Raisa. Someone else is saying as far nowadays with the electric vehicles, so it could be that for Amir Lahakum, we consider electricity a derabonan. So shvus to shvus. So maybe it'll be considered a prima gadim. It could be mekel. This is derabonan. But typically, if he's driving a non-electric vehicle,
Amazon
has electric trucks. But sometimes it's a private person that drives it. Then so that would be calling on this shaila. But the other shaila would be Aitzah. When it comes to Aitzah, even if you're talking over there on Ocean Point, the place where the gadim is across the street. I don't think there's an area across the street over there. I don't know for sure. So now the guy's being over Haitzah. So 1 second, are you crossing over Karmelis? Are you crossing over Rosh Hashanah? If it's a Karmelis, so again it's a Derabanan, again it could be Mekel. If it's going to be a Deraisa or Rosh Hashanah, then it's going to be a problem. So someplace like Flatbush, where according to Ramesha, there's Rosh Hashanah, then it could be a problem. There are those that want to say that the guy could have walked from the truck, which is the Rosh Hashanah, straight to your house and not stop in the middle. That's already beyond the scope of the Shir, Wahanu Dan and Hilchas Haitzah. But the Maisa, that's the halacha. So it comes down to this. If the package comes to your house over here in Hampshire Heights, even though Mitzad, there are abundance of Tchumen, one could be Mekel, but he drove the car. Unless it's an electric vehicle, he was over and he said Deraisa. Even if it's an electric vehicle and you want to be Samech on that, that it's only a Derabonan, and you want to be Mekel since it's a Katzat, you can't take it out of the Dalai Lama. So you can't take it out of the Erev, you can't take it out of the development over here. That'd be also regardless. And if it's an item which is not Moksa, then anyways, you can't, do it on Shabbos, and you have to make sure you open the packages properly. Akapanim, that's the end of the Shmuz for today. We'll stop here. Bye to tomorrow. Sit to Dal, and have a good night.